It was poetry, not music, that first captured Arlo Parks.
I remember reading Howl by Allen Ginsberg. There was this sense of yearning and longing, and it also kind of defied form, defied rhyme. It just felt like something that was so kind of human and strange and intense.
So as a teenager in West London, she tried writing poems, and at first...
there was a lot kind of surrounding escapism and surrounding the idea of Hollywood or moving to the mountains or, you know, falling in love.
Then came the music.
And then I just gradually started literally speaking poetry over beat. Songwriting and poetry and being a musician, being an artist, I feel like they're all so intertwined.
Her music came out as vivid and confessional songs from a Gen Z perspective. Her first EP was called Super Sad Generation. I'm just a kid.
Now at age 20, Arlo Parks is out with her debut album. It's called Collapsed in Sunbeams. It's full of vignettes, story songs about joy and pain and heartbreak and depression, about the mental health of her and her friends.
Talking about mental health and talking about the difficult parts of adolescence, it's what I was living and what the people around me were living as well. I was seeing my friends go through things and being affected by their pain and working through things. And all of my writing is based on the stories of people I know. Like, my really good friend was going through a period of lowness, a period of depression and hopelessness. And this song is essentially me, as a friend, experiencing the pain of a loved one. Let's go to the corner store and buy some fruit. I would do anything to get you out your room. The day that I was writing that song, I remember I just got off the phone with her and she was struggling to get out of bed. Things have evolved since then and she's doing a lot better, but it was honestly an emotional outpouring. It's not a conscious attempt to tell the story of Gen Z. It's more a conscious attempt to tell my story, and I happen to be 20 years old. And a lot of artists, the ones that I look up to, are just very vulnerable about mental health, whether it's about anxiety or depression or even things like OCD and trauma. I think the conversations are opening, and the fact that it's becoming easier to speak one's truth is really comforting and positive to me. I think that in music, it's important to, you know, show the truth of difficult situations, but also highlight that possibility for joy. The world kind of operates on that balance. Like, nothing lasts forever, whether it's pain or whether it's joy. I think that's just kind of part of what it is to be a human being. I like to have that hopeful upswing. That Audre Lorde quote, pain will either change or end, is something that I've held very dear, because I think that's something that people really need, especially in times like these. Just that kernel of hope that things will get better someday. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much.
The debut album from Arlo Parks. It's called Collapsed in Sunbeams. She's also a mental health ambassador for the British charity Calm.